So I'll just quickly recap where we left off. So we basically just left off with a question, sort of a difficulty. Where do we get it from that one can simply dictate when it is he wants his act to take effect? It doesn't seem like we would know this if you just read the psukim, if you read the psukim about kinyanim, the psukim about gerushin, that a person can dictate when it is he wants to bichal. Moreover, with Tanai, it's pretty explicit, you needed the pasuk, the parsha of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, to know that a person can do this sort of thing. What would seem to be true of Tanai, Lechor, is no different in the case of Tliya Bizman, which can also be conditional, plus which delaying, that according to some, is the biggest chiddush of Parshas Tanai. So how is it that you're able to do this if there's no Makor? So we discussed the possibility that maybe Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven is a Makor, which we noted it only works for those who assume that in order to access the Chiddush HaTorah of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven, it doesn't work for those who think that in order to access that Chiddush, you need to use it B'mishpatei HaTanaim, given that the Yerushalmi says, and as far as I know, no Rishonim take issue with it, that you don't need B'mishpatei HaTanaim for Tliya Bizman, so that wouldn't work for them. So I was beginning to suggest an alternative. There's a chiluk here between Tanaim and Tliya Bizman, in terms of whether or not you would need a makor for it, and that has to do with how we understand how this works, what is the basis for it. And here we turn to the Rambam. The Rambam has a very lengthy treatment of this. What? Kertes. Where he discusses the Tanai and Tliya Bizman. And so we started to discuss last time, and basically what the Rambam does is he calls attention to two facts, to two differences between Tanai and Tliya Bizman. With respect to Tanaim, you need Mishpatei HaTanaim. You need to be Tanai Kadmah, you have to do all Mishpatei HaTanaim. Whereas with Tliya Bizman, you don't need those. That's from the Yerushalmi, which we saw. And then also, another thing we saw, which was the discussion that all the that emerges from the Gemaras in Suvos, in Pei Beis and Pei Vav, is that you need, in Tliya Bizman, you need to have, it matters where the get is. Whereas when it comes to Tanaim, even the Tanai of Im, where you do the Maisa now and the Chalos, it's only Chal later, so even in that case, it doesn't matter where the get is. Even if Tanai of Im, which the Gemara does say, you would need the Tanai to exist, but it doesn't have to be any particular place. That's according to that's almost universally accepted in Rishon. So the Rambam calls attention to both of these, and he suggests that both of these are manifestations of a fundamental difference in how these work. And he says it several times. In Halacha Aleph, he explains that a megarish al tanai hare girish, you've been megarish, v'zeh dayan lo girish ad sheyagia osozman. So you haven't yet been megarish. In Halacha Dalet, he says, at the end, that when he's discussing the fact you don't need mishpatei tanaim again, he says, shere lo girish al tanai, ella a dayan lo girish la. You haven't yet been megarisher. And then I think the most critical and crucial explication of it is in the very next halacha hey. So he says, again, this is somewhat unusual of the Rambam to be so to garrulous, I don't know what the word is. Right, to
actually tell us what he's thinking.
No, to elaborate it with verbose. So much, yeah, verbose, I guess. Verbose is the proper word. This Mabin Megarish had Megarish al Tanai Zesh Kavazman Gerishin, Otalia Bamaisa, Otala Bamaisa. Then a Megarish al Tanai, Yesham Gerishin, Vinan Gomrin Aches Kaima Tanai. So there is Gerishin there, somehow it's not Nigmar until the end, until the Tanai. The Fichach, therefore you don't need to get to be, it just needs to be Kaim, it doesn't need to be anywhere Beshusa. But, and then he adds, right, well, actually, let's just read it. Ve'en tzricha lachzor v'litlo oliyosa bershuso achar shiskanai nishiniskanai tonight sherei ha'gigia liyada b'toros gerishin. Because when she received initially, that was b'toros gerishin. But tola gerishin b'zmano b'maisa lo agia get liyada b'toros gerishin. The get, she never received the get b'toros gerishin. Well, what does that mean? Ela b'toros b'kadon adaz manchakava o achitase ha'maisa. When in the case of Tola Bizman of Maisa, so it's considered to be a pikadon, it was given to her b'toras pikadon until such time that he chose, and then there's a gerushin. So what does this mean? What does Rambam here mean? What does he say?
Would it have like implications for like Twigitech and like maybe something like that?
Well, we'll have to deal with all this. Yeah. So here I think we'll it's not entirely clear, but we'll present two understandings. One, and this is the one I think that emerges from many Achronim early and late in Nosa Kalim, they understood that when the Rambam says that it was Higili other Torah Pikadon, it's very Lavdavka. What the Rambam, in other words, they understood it, that the Rambam understood that the original Mesiras HaGet Liyada is in Nesinas Get and Torah's Gerushin. That's a Maisa Gerushin. Because if that isn't the Maisa Gerushin, if that isn't being no Sein Lava Torah's Gerushin, so then where is the Maisa Gerushin? What here is the Nesina Vinasa Miyada? And this is a point made by both the Kesef Mishnah and the Mahabach. The Kesef Mishnah raises this in the context of the question of Pligitech Me'al Gabikarka. Right? So he says, the Magi Mishnah, we noted last time, the Rambam paskins that in the context of Mechira, it's certainly not Kona if it's Be'agam. It seems to be that the Rambam thought it wasn't even Kona. I mean, it's definitely not Kona Be'agam. By implication, it sounds like the Rambam it wouldn't even work if it was Bershuso, Mamish. But whereas in Get, he actually paskins that it works even Be'agam. So the Magi Mishnah explains the Chiluk, right? The Ran had said, I don't understand the Rambam, why the Rambam is being chalek. So the Mishnah explained the differences between Mashiach and Get. So he just explains that the Tam bezeh bepara b'menu kone osab b'mashiach, right? That you specified Mashiach, u'achalam yom kvar kosam Mashiach. So at the time that it's supposed to be chal, so then it's already no longer around that maisa, and therefore if you don't say that miyachshav, it's going to be a problem. But Get again b'chasav he migureshes, right? You don't. It's not a. There's no maisa which has now been kosa. That's what he says. And therefore, he's migareshes b'chasav, and that's still around. So the Kesef Mishnah says that although he thinks he likes the chiluk between Mashiach, the idea being that it's Mashiach specifically that's a problem, but he says it's still, this needs to be clarified. Elosh yesha gamgim b'meshach kosav harav ha-magid. You have the sources here, page number 3? Aval ha-get b'chasav h'migareshes b'chasav adayin h'kayim b'yom shol ha-shim t'ha. Gam beget inu megureshes ela benesina sheyitin lahabal haget, right? You need benasim biyan. La'achashashayom kvar kalsa nesinaso. That nesina occurred day number one. By the time 30 days comes along, so why don't you just say the same thing you said with regard to Mashiach? It's no longer around. G'shem shirat ha'omer b'par la'achashashayom kvar kalsa Mashiachaso. V'tzarech lo'omer, says the Kesef Mishnah, to beget af agav de lo'omer me'achshav. So he says, "Ilu hinichaso bershusa." Let's just say it was bershusa mamish. Ad lachashashom pshitlan shehim gureshes pikabala rishona shekevich ala yatsa mershus mershusa mershusa lo habi kitligi dech ma bikarka bishem dehacha ha'ika nesin l'shen gerushin el she'ena rotsa sheyachulu agerushin ad lachashosh miyom. So that's the point, and that's the reason why, right? Became the chazim and the agam. So in other words, he basically builds out the Magi Mishnah. The question for us is not so much the difference between Mashiach and Nesina, but the point is that the Kesef Mishnah explains the reason this isn't Tlegi Dekma Gabi Karka, right? The Ravid had rejected the whole idea of Nesina's Get L'Acher La Medyom, thinks that if you don't have Me'achshav, because the whole thing will be Tlegi Dekma Gabi Karka. So what was the response of the Ran, right? The response of the Ran we saw was Ran, the Ritva, everybody, who all these Rishonim, who did think it could work, or at least there is a Shita that works, or at least if it's Pershusa, it works. So they explained that that this is the Ron in, right, that he explained that, one second, on page 2, that Hilcha Gedza and Ro'ino Sabe Yom Lamed Kilu Hu Omei Pershusa Vare Hu Migureshes B'Kabbalah Rishona. Essentially, word for word, what the Kesef Mishnah, I think, is quoting the Ram. Right, he's explaining this is what the Rambam will say as well. Right, this is in the end of the Kesef Mishnah. Became the Chazim, the Agam Chash Bershusa, Mina Neilaf Legechim, Lacher Shoshayom, who Besidir Shatam, Kulu Kulu, Chashakilu, who Bershusa, Vainzik Tligitik Mea Bekarka, Mitamita Amra, namely, was the time of the Amra, namely that she's Mugresh with Kabbalah Rishona. So that basically, as long as it's still Bershusa in some sense, so it's not going to be a problem. That's the whole reason why there's no Tligi Tech from the Gabri Karka. The Marbach makes the same point, and he actually points to another.
Wait, you think he's Lazafin Bitaris Bikadam?
He doesn't actually say what he's understanding Taurus Bikadam, but the Marbach actually does, and he actually uses. Did you see the Marbach?
No, but I'm saying for Kesem Mishra, Pashas, he's not allowed to ask.
Well, I don't know if you have... Yeah, what do you mean?
But he's just saying that all you need is an Asino Lashim Gershon. Lashim Gershon is even fulfilled by having the Gershon Bichal Achash Lashim Yom. All that time...
Right, but that initial Asino was Lashim Gershon.
Right.
So it wasn't... That original Asino was not Petorus because it was Petorus
Right, so the Ramazan thing, you give it to be a Pekadon for these 30 days, and that's ultimately to be Gershon. I mean, that's Pashat.
So how does that Gershon define it for... Not sure how that would work. They'd be... I think what you'd want to say, and it's sort of what the Marabah says, is that it's not Petorus Pekadon. It's Petorus Gershon. It's just that since it's not Chal until later, so it has a status of a Pekadon. So it doesn't really mean that it's being no same Petorus Pekadon. That's how I would have said it. The Marabah actually just says Lav Dafka. Take a look at the Marabah here.
So I think that's what I was trying to say in the case of Mishra. Oh, okay. Why wouldn't that be consistent with the Lashon of Petorus Pekadon?
I didn't say it wasn't consistent. Who said it wasn't consistent?
We said he Lav Dafka it.
Well, that's what the Marabah says, yeah. The point is that he's not actually giving it to her as a Pekadon for now. He's giving it to her for get, but because it's not Chal yet, we're saying, so then there's actually a precedent for this in the second parak, where you give multiple things. Right, bazoo, 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 bazoo. So the Gemara calls it like a Pekadon until the time that the final thing is given. So that's, I think it's in that direction. It's not exactly the same thing. I mean, there, you were giving it Betoras Kiddushin, Kes Kiddushin. Just that it has a status of Pekadon Kozman, so that's, I think, the Marbach actually just says, Lazaka here, we'll just take a look, he says, Mashakotsava Rambam, look, I know, I actually agree, though. I would have said, you don't have to say Lavdaka, say Betor, because I think the issue is that he says, Lohigil, that there's only me, Magi, what does he say?
Lohigiliyada
Betoras Gershon, yeah, that part is.
That's the guy, Lohigiliyada. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That time contiguous from when it was Magi Eliyada wasn't as Gersh.
Okay. All right. Here, let's just look at the Marabah. I'm not. You know, this is you have Ashi Ravi who understood the Rambam. I guess the Mishnah doesn't deal with Pekadon at all, but others do. Mashakas of Ram Lo Magi Eliyada Betoros Gersh and Betoros Pekadon in Kamen Asa Lomar Shel Magi Eliyada Betoros Gersh and Klal El Betoros Pekadon Gamor. Aval Pirusha Hu Lo Magi Eliyada Betoros Gersh and Leshatan. So that it's the fact, this is in fact what he's saying. So he raises two points. One, he says the Tligit. And second of all, he says that they're all, when we're dealing, according to the Rambam, it can be in an Aga. So, right, the Ran, who paskins this way, and also the Rishonim, who don't paskin this way, but at least thought that there was a day that held this way, they explain why in the Gemara you might say, that if it's even if it's omedes by agam, that even if the get is omed by agam, it can work because, as they explain, this is on the first page, right? That b'mishicha zo yarzo chub b'mishicha zo la'achar shloshim yom kishamamun omed kaim by agam the kayotzi ba'arad diknos bo. Right, just like isha miskareshes la'achar shloshim yom b'nesina shakodim shloshim. So that was their answer to the question. It's agam. It's not even though it's not a makom akoned now. But the point is, simply, it has to be. It's a condition to allow for the initial maisa to be chal. So that I understand. But if you don't say that, so what are you going to? How can you explain it? It says alfershu logi mikom makom betoros gershon ladishim lo no markei man noyel sheya get kaiyim besovas man who would see ishur sarav mu besimta v'arei misha rotzal agari she's ishur v'nosin aget betzidur sarav mu besimta in greshes. In lo yeh b'kama tonight, meaning mishvatei tonight. If you want to do that, you have to do mishvatei tonight. And he also combines this issue with the question of tligi tekhama of the karka, even though the two different questions. The haraya, the rabbi thought it didn't work, even if it was b'shusa mamish. Because the king gishaya get b'kayim b'shusa rabbi mizman tashma gershin the chazar hivin nachlaso misham kadim shigavad ma'yoel harizet tligi tekhama of the karka mikoch zeh kasev haraybid. The Haidina Dafka who did Amar LeMayasha, right? That was the reason that the Ravid rejected nobody would be saying that it could work Bili Me'asha, because that's Sligi Tech Me'al Bikarka. He ain't Shamki Erich Tuva. He says that the Ran was Marich Tuva. He says, this is what the Ran cited. He says, V'chok will have a Rambam, Mishar Kloposki, meaning everybody else disagrees with the Ravid, and they think that it can work even Bili Me'asha, but at the very least, if it's Bershuso, Me'atam Shekaz of Magamishna, you ain't Sham. Okay, so therefore, Asher Lefizei Yesh Lomar L'Datam Bechreach, the Nesina Azos, the initial Nesina Shem Gerish in Mikre, Avagadulabagirishin Bishasanasina, the Khankas of Iran, Beperkaniskar, and he quotes the Ra, and then he says, Vizeba Atwat Sarah Lomar Ladasarabam, Avagab, the cuts of Shahubitaurus Pigadamiyada. Okay. So they hold that the original Mice in Asina is in Asina Bitaurus Garishin. It's so then what? So then what's the difference then between Tanai and Ptolemy's mind? So I think what we would say here is that the difference is that whereas Tanai, what I think they're saying is, what you do is an act of Gerishin, and then you simply suppress the chalos. Right? You dictate when and under what conditions the chalos occurs. In the case of Ptolemy's mind, so you're doing an act of Gerishin, but then somehow you're actually suppressing the Maisa until such time as you choose. You dictate the timing of the Maisa, so that at the very least, it's not deemed to have been fully executed until the time of your choosing. I think here you can formulate it in two ways. You could understand this as sort of like a Mashiach Arechta. Right? Now, what we're saying is, this is an elongated Mashiach. So you started at the initial day, but it's not completed, it's not finished, it's only deemed to be fully executed on the 31st day. Rav Chaim has a sort of lashon like this. Rav Chaim in the Stenslach calls it sort of a shir b'maisa. You sort of manage to kind of make it that the maisa is not considered to have been fully executed until the time comes, until the 31st day. The alternative is to say it's not so much that it's elongated, but I would call it transplanted. You might say that Tol B'Zman sort of, when you're Tol B'Zman, you're sort of bottling up the maisa that you've done. It doesn't register as having happened initially. You sort of register it, you sort of forward it and transplant it to the time that you're saying. You're saying, this thing I'm doing now, so sort of bottle it up, cork it, right? And then uncork it, you sort of allow it to register at the time of your choosing. And you'll say, explain that this has differences, because Mishmatei Tanayim, so they're only necessary to hold back a Maisa that's deemed to have been executed. From being chal, right? If you have a maisa on the books, so then why isn't there a chalos? In order to make it that there isn't a chalos, so you need to have mishpatei tanaim, the way that we have in Tanai God from Neiruvin. But where the maisa is already being suppressed, so then we don't have a maisa on the books. You don't need mishpatei tanaim in that case. We don't need it we don't sort of have it registered as the maisa being executed. So then there isn't a need to be formulated by mishpatei tanaim. Yeah.
Sounds like for the Rambam it's for the second shot, no? Because he says Shemgarishal Tnai, Shemgarishin Beinu Gomer Meshis Kama Tnai.
That's regarding
like Gufa that Tnai. It sounds like
I think that
fits into the first idea.
No, I think that means that
I mean, Gershon is using before to talk about the Maisa. That's why he says that there's ancient Gershon.
Yeah, I agree it's a funny formulation, but I just think the rest of it. Yeah, I just think that. I mean, you're saying
it's like equivocating from Aleph to Aleph.
A little bit. Most of the time, the Rambam is pretty consistent about this. For sure, clearly are, and we also do. I mean, we speak of Kiddushin, sometimes referring to the status of Kiddushin, and sometimes we refer to it as the Maisa Kiddushin. The Rambam is actually pretty consistent with it, but he himself, it's pretty clear that he doesn't always say it like that. Actually, I take a look
is
at
there, is there reason to think that that's the case?
Yeah, because it's pretty clear what the Rambam means. He thinks that there's a Gerishin here. I mean, he says it before, Yeshem Gerishin.
Yeah, that's Chalos.
So,
there's at least some Gerishin.
Yeah. I don't think it's, you know, he doesn't say Yeshem Mitzvah Gerishin. I just think he means that, like that a, it, is, like, it doesn't, I think he means that Maisa doesn't take effect until
like a,
later.
It's like a stuff. Like, you don't have, no, you have, like, Vaseline. So, so even if you have, like, a portion of your quantity of Vaseline, you still have Vaseline.
I'm not sure how we get. I'm not trying.
Well, what does Mishnah Tanaim have to do with like whether or not you're suppressing the mice or the chalos? Just can you repeat that?
That's what I think emerges from this. Either way, I don't know.
If you explain why. I mean, why does that emerge from that?
Well, it's what we'll say for it. In other words, what we're saying is that the idea here is you're suppressing the mice. It's not considered to have been done yet, or at least it's not considered to be fully done yet. Okay. Either way.
Okay.
So then. When do you need Mishpatei Tanaim? Because something comes now, and this is how you would explain the Rambam. You need Mishpatei Tanaim only if we're sort of leaving intact the fully executed Maisa, and we're saying, don't let it, it's not Chal yet. Then you need to have Mishpatei Tanaim there in order to do that, in order to prevent it from being Chal.
Why? What's the difference?
Because say you have a Maisa, but that it's not going to be Chal, that is something that...
I feel like you need Mishpatei Tanaim just as much to transplant the Maisa.
Yeah, I think so also. I'm going to get back. I think that's true also. I'm just saying how you explain it if you were going this direction.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then, assuming based on the Rambam, because the Rambam says you need Mishrei Tanai by Tanai. By Tanai Mamish.
Right. Okay. What do you mean? Is there, right.
Yeah, I'm just working on it.
And then in terms of the Makom HaKinyan, so I think what you'll say here is that you need it to be the Makom HaRoi, the Mashiach, in order for there to be Seraph to the original Mashiach, which is the Maisa Hanasina, whether the idea is that it's considered to be the Mashiach, that original Mashiach is considered to be extended and being completed then, or it's sort of being, it's a time at which it's being transplanted to. But the idea is that the Maisa Mashiach can only be extended to, can only be unveiled or displayed at a moment that is hospitable to it. You can only do so if the situation of the get at the time, at that time, is compatible with its being subjected to a Maisa Mashiach. If it's not even in a place where you could even have a Maisa Mashiach, so then it can't be that this is the end, this is either the completion, the fully executed moment of the Maisa Mashiach, or that the Mashiach is happening now. That's what we'd be saying. So basically, according to this, what emerges is that it belongs to the family of Tanai. It's sort of similar. The idea is, it has to do with, in other words, it's a kalach of the Bailin to sort of suppress and to dictate the timing of what he's doing. The difference is that when it comes to being establishing a Tanai, so the kalach that you have there, what you're doing is dictating, you have the power there to dictate the timing of the chalos. Whereas in the case of Tzli Bezman, what you're dictating is, it's a power that the Torah gives you to dictate the timing of the mice. That's basically how I think this first way works. But I think we can suggest an alternative. I think there's room to suggest an alternative in the Rambam.
In which case you would need...
Which I think is much simpler.
Both in the category of saying that we don't need a Makar at all.
No, I haven't gone back to that question. I'm leaving that question off. I think if you go this direction, you're surely going to need a Makar. That's what I'm going to imagine. Yeah, in other words, if you say
more
this, I think, I would think, A, it's more of a Chiddush. I mean, if it tastes it,
right.
You just did a Maisa Gershon, we're only going to... You can sort of artificially suppress it until later.
Chalos is like fluid, almost. It should be like not. It's a Maisa.
So and also the idea that you can suppress it without even using Mishpat, meaning I think there's an argument against that as well. Either way, I think we can suggest a very simple alternative in the Rambam. The Rambam, I think, means just what he says. What happens now is you're being Moser Pikadon Liyada. You're Moser the Get as a Pikadon Liyada. The Nesina now, the initial Nesina, is not Lashem Gerishin, not Betoris Gerishin. It's Betoris Pikadon. And the Maisa Gerishin really does happen, meaning the Nesinas Haget, the Kabbalah Saget, Lashem HaGerishin, Betoris Gerishin really happens at only 31 days from now.
Right, the Kabbalah Saget or the Nesina Saget?
Nesina the Kabbalah, right? Nesina the Yada.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Nesina takes place despite the fact no physical.
So we'll So let's get to it. Right, so the background of this din, of our halacha, I believe, is really the din in these various contexts, in kinyanim, kiddushin, and gerushin, of mechilas pikadon. A case where you give a pikadon to somebody, and then you're mochel the pikadon. So in kinyanim we find that this, the Rambam says several times, I cite here two, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, I forgot to mention the Chazon Ish, how he sort of led that good the pikadon point. Okay, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira Perakei, Yesh Dvarim Harbei She'ein Tzrichin Kinyan, Ve'ein LeKinyan Behem Tam. So one of the ones he mentions at the end here, Oh Hamochel LeChaver Chov O Pikadon She'yesh Lo Biyado V'Kokal Yotze B'Dvarim Elu. So if a person has given a pikadon to his fellow man, and then he says, you know what, I want you to keep that. You have that. That's something which Ein Tzrichin Kinyan. So what this, as far as I know, is not really all that controversial. It's from the, I think it's clear already, it's implicit, some pointed out, the Gemara in Bavasim Pehei Amin Aleph, that discusses Arba Migos B'Mocher in different places, different situations of Mechira, but it says, Bershus Mocher, that if the let's say I'm selling you something and we're Bershus HaMocher, so then Lokana Achi Yad Biena, or Achi Yad Sena Bershus, so you need to either be do Hagba is kind of a chamakum, or you do motzi meir shus to another shus, maybe do mishicha, mishus and mishus lakeach. I'm sorry, mishus lakeach. But when if let's say the mechir is taking place in the property in the mishus of the lakeach, kevin shekiba lav mocher kana lakeach. At that moment, if let's say we're standing here and I've got this thing and it's in your mishus now, and I'm saying I'm going to, you know, we agree about the how much to pay. Okay, go ahead and take it now. So at that moment, it's Kone. Midin, presumably. I mean, that's what everybody seems to understand. It makes sense. Chatzir. It's Bitoras. It's already in your Chatzir. So this is Rambam also. Chasichia Matana. Paragimel Akabez. Machal Lechaver Chov Sheisholav. Oh, Nasan Lo. Pikadon Shayamufka Netzlo. meaning in a Chasmutira. I should just point Derech Agav that it happens to be that this formulation of the Rambam, it happens to be a focus of Shodom, whether or not the formulation of Mechila works for Bikadon or only for Chol. Do you need to say Hareze Nasun Lecha, or can you say Hareze Machol Lecha? Does Mechila's Be'en work? But the point is, either way, it's the same idea. You have Mechila's Be'en, it's just that is the formulation of Mechila appropriate for Be'en, or do you need to say Nasun? Okay, either way, if a person says, this thing I want to belong to you, I want you to acquire it now. Go ahead. Then that's all you need to do. He's now been koneh. That's in Kinyan. What about Kiddushin? So here, from the Seftas, we have a clear Sefta, and it's quoted, it's cited in the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin, that Ha'omer Yisharei Mudeshes Libi Pikadon Sheyesh Biyasta. Right. So what happens if let's say I give the woman a pikadon to watch for me? Then I say, you know what? She's doing such a good job. I could do without the shmir for the rest of my life. I want to marry her. All right, so I say, oh, so marry me with what I gave you. So what's the deal? So the Tosafot says, Ha'omer Yisharei Mudeshes Libi Pikadon Sheyesh Libi Yadcha. So find out what the situation is. Hacho matzaso shenigna bosha avad. Let's say something happened to it. So the halach is in shtayer biyada shvei pruta mekudesha. It's not any mekudesha. So as long as there's still shvei pruta with that pikadon, then that's fine. She's mekudesha at that point. Rambam hilchosijus paskins this cites halacha kitcha be pikadon sheyesh lo biyada or b'sheila sheyeshila. You don't have to actually give her anything physically. You just say, what about Begin? So it happens to be that, as far as I know, that's already explicit in the Tosafot. Now, in Gittin, it may be a little bit more controversial. The Mishnah in Gittin discusses the case, this is the Mishnah on Zarek, where a man gives a get to a woman and says, Kinti Sharchov Zed, take this into your Rishus, this Sharchov. Or, and discuss the other case as well, or let's say, we actually mentioned this, Mitzaso Me'achorov, let's say he somehow finds it behind him. So then he says afterwards, Korov, Areyugita, I'm sorry, Korov, Areyugita, Eno Gerach Yom La'egitech. If he says, hey, it's your get right there, or something like that, along those lines, Korov, she sees it, right, Areyugita.
That's a get.
It's no good. He has to say, Higitech. Go take your get. Okay? This is your get. Go take it. So that's what the Mishnah says. Now, Tosas Rid Alatar, and Tosas Rid in Gittin, it's actually Piskei Rid, but it's brought down as the Tosas Rid on the side where you have another context of Chananil or Kedushin, you have the Tosas Rid Zaken. So Tosas Rid there says, Aval Ilu Nasnu La B'tchilo Shem Kadon, so this is a din specifically B'kitzi Sharkol. But if you were to be no senes la b'tchilo shem pikadon, zo anasina eino klum, velo daishe lo sheyomer la harei zegitech. If I were to give it to her as a pikadon, right, take the get as a pikadon, and then you say to her, that's your get, go get harei zegitech, that doesn't work. There's no nasim b'yada, there's a problem there of sligitech when I got the karka. Velo daishe lo sheyomer la harei zegitech. And that's why the Tana, Nezet Tana, Tana Zet, Amr La Kinsi Shachov Zet, below Tana Hanosin Get Lishto Lishomro, Yakakach Amr La Hareza Gitech Megoreshes. Why? She Ilu Haya Kain Haya Tsarach Litlo Mimenu Velaksor Litin the Shengirishin. Now, why is it different for Kinsi Shachov? He doesn't really explain, but it's presumably, some others say this, that Kinsi Shachov is kind of Mishum Kisufa, that we don't assume that really. He did give it to her as a get, and he was just embarrassed about it. So that's why I said Kinsey Struggle was that. But if he actually gives it to her as a get, and he doesn't try to shade or hide its meaning. He says, this is a get, and it has your name in it, but I want you to keep it now as pikadon, that's all, that's it. So in that case, there was no nesina liyada, you can't just say hareza gitech, you have to actually be nesin liyada. However, it happens to be that other Rishonim disagree with this. The Ritva, yeah?
In the Pasuk Shah, assuming that it's not that you actually meant implicitly that he was giving a get, why would you not have the same problem of...
Say again?
You just said that...
See, the Tosri doesn't say, why is Kinsi Sharchov Zeh different? But
you just said some people understand that when he says Kinsi Sharchov Zeh, he means...
He means
that it's a B'toros Gevishin, just because he marries.
He really does mean to give it to her B'toros Gevishin. Right.
So I'm saying, assuming that it's actually Kinsi Sharchov Zeh, meaning that's what he means to say?
Yeah.
then why do you not have the same problem of Tzigitech Me'agavei Karko?
Assuming that, when you say assuming that it's Kinsey Shachar, is that you mean assuming
then
that...
it becomes the get. Like the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah.
Meaning not like Gozer's Red?
Yeah.
But he doesn't think that... He thinks that if you were to have interpreted Kinsey Shachar Zed, it mean, really, I'm only giving it to you as like a Strachov. I don't know what that would even mean, but let's say if he said that, then he thinks... Meaning, if I were giving it to you under false pretenses, only sort of out of embarrassment, then he thinks... So then, the initial Nesina was a Nesina of transgression. It's just that...
Well, not according to that. I mean, assuming that it really is a Strachov.
It's not a Strachov, it's a get. I mean, assuming that he means...
It was originally a Strachov.
No, it's a get. He's you know, he gives it to her saying, here, take the Strachov. You know, she doesn't really look at it.
Yeah.
Then he says afterwards, Hegitech. So that's good. But the Tosafot says that's only because he gave it, he never really gave it to her as anything other than a get. He just, he was embarrassed about it. He tried to sort of pull the wool over her eyes a little. But the intent of the Baal, the original Nesina, was a Nesina B'Tar's Gershon. So that was a Venasim Yada. It's just a matter of, and why do you need the Hegitech to actually get to it? So that's what he's saying. If you actually gave it to her, let's say, towards Pikadon, then he thinks that you couldn't just say Hegitech, because it was a Venasim Yada, but towards Gershon. But the truth is that there are the Rishonim, and they disagree. The Ritva and the Ran both disagree. This is the Ritva in Gittin Altar, right there on Ein Ches. Aval Ki Amarla, and this is the Ran as well, almost word for word. Aval Ki Amarla Kinsi Shachov Zayim Gereshes. The Kinsi Shachov Zayim Mivatel, so that's getting to an issue which we'll come back to at the end, maybe. Some Rishonim assume this is a case of that that you don't, generally speaking, have to. Well, actually, I don't want to get into it. Some Rishonim think that this Mishnah is only speaking of a case of Asukim Bosanini, and therefore you didn't need an Amir in the first place. But the problem was that the Kinsey Sharchov sort of is invatal the Asukim Bosanini. So then he says, "V'hilchah chenu get acherim la'achar gachar yizagidef b'achisag." Okay, the Afa Gav the Nesina Rishona laf klumi, even though the original Nesina really you said b'Kinsey Sharchov zeh. You said it's a Zestarcho, it wasn't Bitar's Gershon. Kevin Haget Bala Miyara Baal, Ansar Lidlo Himena Balas over Lidnala. Elarahe you get, Kevin Shamala Hegitech, the Vinasam Biyada Karina Ben. And he says explicitly now, it already seems to be implicit in what he just said. The Huadin Kishanasnala Lashem Pikadon. If he gives the get to the wife as a Pikadon, not to be Megarish with, but just as a Pikadon. The Akatach Amala Hegitech Megureshes. There's no problem here of Tzigitech Mavi Karta, of Vinasam Biyada. Why? So then, in that case, there's no problem with Tzigitech Me'al B'Karka. In other words, we have machlokes here in Rishonim about what does Tzigitech Me'al B'Karka come to sort of, what do you need in order to get around it? According to the Tosafot Rishon, it needs to be that you were no same B'Torah's Gershon. And according to others, it's Lavdavka. It just has to be that however you got it, in whatever capacity you got it, it was from the Baal. But once that's the case, then you have no problem of Tzigitech Makarka, then you say, Hari Agitech, that works.
So there's no need for a Nesina B'Torah's Gerishim, essentially.
No.
There's Hilchos Nesina and there's Hilchos Gerishim. And
the B'Torah's Gerishim part of it is from the Hegitech. We're going to get to that. I mean, otherwise,
no, but that
she doesn't have, she has a paper in her hand.
That doesn't have to be, that doesn't have to be integrated into the, like, the actual Maisa itself.
Well, I would say that it doesn't have to be integrated into the way it actually physically got into her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it doesn't have to be integrated with the Nesina. I would say the Nesina in that case is
no, it's like a filter or a lens over the Nesina afterwards. Meaning like
no, but I would say the Nesina, the original act was not really the Nesina B'Tar's Gershon in anything.
It was the Nesina the Pateri from Tzigitech.
Yeah. No, we don't have
the Hatzka
of Tzigitech. Okay. So now the Ram, what is the Ram? Since the Ram, the truth is the Ram doesn't really indicate one way or the other. He thinks the whole, first of all, we'll get to this a little bit more, that this halacha, why do you need to say Hegitech? It's from, this is an independent principle. The Ramam in Hilchos Gershon, have you guys learned Gittin?
Yeah.
So the Ramam in the beginning of Hilchos Gershon, really, when you start Gittin, you really should start with the Ramam, and just because if you just start with the Gemara, you probably you're not going to be able to see all the things that I was talking about. You want to know what Gershon is Minotaur. The Raman discusses the ten things necessary for get Minotaur. What is Gershon? What is Gershon involved? So he identifies 10 features. One of them is that the things that he's talking about before, namely that you're no saying a get, Then it has to be b'toras gerushin. Minai chenu notes level b'toras gerushin. Shenemar b'sefer krisos v'nasim yada sheite nota b'toras sefer krisos. Avom nasnu la b'toras shu shtarchov u'mezuzah shenasnu b'yada v'hiyishana v'shena v'neora hari b'yada inoget. Yeah, yishana. Shiyishana. She could be old, but it doesn't. That's not a pop-up soul. V'mamar la'ach agach harei hu gitech harei zegen. What? Harei hu get. Right. So that. So the Rambam doesn't say. I think this we can infer by the lack of any discussion of this that he doesn't agree with the Tosrit. He agrees with the Ritva, the Ran, that it's lav davka b'toras that it's kinzi shachov as opposed to pikadon also. Okay. So
the Rambam agrees.
I would think. I mean, he doesn't say explicitly, but there's. I would think you would need to say explicitly like the Tosrit if you agree with him. Yeah. Okay, so I believe that the way that so now comment the Rambam. So I believe that the way that Tola B'Zman works in the Rambam, at least we can suggest it. I do believe this though. Is it works via the mechanism of mechilo achar mechilos pikadon mechilo achar shenitan to pikadon. What the mekadesh or megarish does now is merely set the stage for a genuine ma'aseh gerushin to occur later, and that involves two things. That involves him doing two things now. A, he gives the get to her. The Torah speaks them by Amma, so that for the purpose of it being Gershusa in 31 days, and he verbalizes that at the moment when he does is Moser the Torah speaks them. He verbalizes and he communicates his future das, the das that he's going to have in 31 days from now. That get becomes her, not as a Bikadon, but the Torah's get, that she actually acquired it at the Torah's get. And the point here is that it doesn't make a difference.
She should be there. I'm sorry.
That he does two things now.
Yeah.
Right? What he's doing now is simply setting up for there to be a real Ma'aseh Gerushin later on. He's giving to her the get. He's just giving it to her, b'toras pikadon, so that she should, so that it should be Bershusa. So this is he's setting it up for later. And secondly, he is sort of forecasting, he's verbalizing and communicating the das that he has, that in 31 days from now, the get should become hers as a b'toras get. She should actually acquire the get as a get. And the point here is that it doesn't make a difference when the act, the physical act of verbalization, the speech act, it's a philosophical term, the speech act, right, the physical act of verbalization takes place. Verbalizing on day one what it is that I want to happen on day 31 is equivalent to verbalizing that on day 31. Now, I think what that speaks to is the function of Amira in Mechila or Nesina after Pikadon. Had we said that, let's say, Mechila's Pikadon really depends, it's a Maisa of Nesina, it requires a Pe'ulas HaAmira, that it's the physical act of vocalizing certain words. So if the execution of an act of verbalization is what really was the catalyst here, so I think it's very far from obvious that we could say this, that if you verbalize it on day number one, then it can work. It's the equivalent of verbalizing on day 31. If it's the act of verbalization which is the catalyst for the status change, so mimanovshach, either it should happen on day one or it shouldn't happen at all. On day 31, there is no act of verbalization. But if, as I think we should understand, that in the case of, let's say, the chalos mechila here, the act of verbalizing isn't at all really a catalyst of the status change. What's entirely responsible for the status change, what's the catalyst for the status change here is the das mechila, the ratzon abaylin that should be nitan to her. This amira is only necessary, it's simply a method of broadcasting or communicating that das. Perhaps because varm shabalei manim dvarim, I think that some rishonim might actually say that. That, you know, even something like this, the only reason you would need to actually say anything is because of dvarim shabalei manim dvarim. Or even if that's, let's say, that specific sugya is unrelated, but more generally, we don't operate, at least when other people are involved, on the basis of unexpressed, unarticulated das. How she didn't know, how does anybody know? Okay, so you need to say it. But the point is, what is it that is actually being poel the chalos, in the language of Achronim, right? What is actually the catalyst for the status change? Simply the das and ratzon of the violin. Okay? So then I think it's entirely possible and sensible that there's no need for the act of verbalization to occur at the same time as the chalos, which is desired, which is the ratzon of the baal. Right? It could be that, in other words, there's no need for the act of verbalizing what my das is going to be at the time that we're speaking, that with the expressed das, the timing of the expressed das, there's no need for that to be occurring at the same time as the act of verbalization. I can tell you now what my das is in 31 days from now. So that, what emerges is, the nisinas get la'achar lamed yom, is Tola Gerishim is mine is equivalent to giving her get as Pikadum now, and then 30 days later coming and saying, Hare Zegitech. Now, note, recall that the Ravid that we cited in the Ravid, note, right? Well, his problem, why did he reject the notion of Tola Gerishim Isman? He said that it's a problem to Zegitech Me'a Bekarta. So, the question that is simple, that one can ask, is simple, which is, what do you mean? The Ritva, the Ran, they had a good explanation of why the Ravid is wrong. Again, remember, the Ravid thought this was true even if it's Bechatzer. They have a good explanation of why the Ravid is wrong. It's not a kasha at all. What are you talking about? Pligi Dekma Abikarka. Didn't you see he gave her the get? He was noticing the get. So he gave the get to her Petorah's Gerishin. You have an initial Nesinah Lashen Gerishin. So what was the Ravid's problem? And in fact, the Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this. Pnei Yeshua, he quotes it, because the Ran quotes it as also Balei Tosfos, although they don't say it, it's only the Ravid that does. It says, the Lashita Satosos, meaning the Ravid, the Siatai, the beget Nami Beinam Ne'achav, and the reason being, Mishum Dom Lokain, Afilu Munach Bershusa, Lacher Lamed, Afilu Hachi, Inim Gureshes, Dablik Omer Tligi Tekma Bekarka, Inim Gureshes Fakashali, Heach Efshar Lamar. How can you say this? So, and what reason he says, after all, we have a Machlokas, we have a Tanai Deim, basically. Tanai Deim, do you ever find that there's somebody who says you can't have a Tanai Deim because by the time, you can't give a get with Tanai Deim because by the time the chalos comes about, there's going to be, it's not, where's it going to be? It's going to be, it's Sligi Tekim Al-Bikarka. So Rabbi Yehuda, Amar L'Kshetitain, right, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that understood Amanas as Im, L'Kshetitain, the less lay high star, the Komer Ma'ashav, the Im Kain L'Kshetitain, Nami, Amai Megureshes? Lower meaning, the Havid Sligi Tekim Al-Bikarka. It's only Chal then later also. So what, if there's a problem when the Gerish is going to be Chal, then we have a problem that it has to be, that there's no problem, that there's a Mice in the Sina then, so where, what about tonight. Then he says, Alakorchach, clearly, the beget lo shayach lamar, came mishun de meikar, but towards get us aliyada. Lo dami tligi tekma bekarka. Vim kain, yafa kasuv a rambam, the beget lo beinan. So he thinks, this is why you can't explain the Gemara like the Rishon, that like the Ravid, that it's mashav, because it could not possibly be a problem with tligi tekma bekarka. Now, it's a good point. Now, what was the Ravid thinking? So I think it's clear that the Ravid was thinking what we're saying now, that the way Lach HaRamu works is the way that we're understanding the Rambam to say it is working. Namely, you're not giving it all the Shem Gerishin now. There is no Nesina Lashem Gerishin initially. It's a Nesina B'Torah Spikadam. Therefore, the Nesina Saget, the act of her receiving the get, occurs 31 days from now, at which point, says the Rabbi, you have a problem, so you can take him out of the Karka. Now, the answer for the Rambam that we suggested was simple, which is that he agrees with Rov HaRishonim, that in actually, if I were to give a get to Anisha, Bitoris Pikadon, and then come along and say, Hareza Gitech, there is no problem with Sligitech Ma'abikarka there. It's not a problem. There's no problem of Vinasa Miyada, since it was Magiliyada Bitoris, from the Baal. Now, what did the Ravid hold? So, why did he hold that there's a problem with Sligitech here? So, here I think we can offer three possibilities, two of which I'll mention now. One is that he simply held like the other Shita, he held like the Piskei Arid, that if you say Hegitech to a woman who has the get as a pikadon, so that's a problem. You can't do that. You need to then do another Maisa Nesina. So therefore, Hareza thought you never would work in the case of Tola Bezman. That's possible. We don't know otherwise. Alternatively, perhaps you'll agree with the Ritva of the Ran that no sin shame pikadon. There were no sin shame pikadon, and then you came along and said Hegitech, that's not a problem, but he just thinks it's not what you have here. In other words, he thinks what you have here is not that he's being nosing la b'toris get, b'toris pikadon. He's being nosing la b'toris gershin. He's being matnet the get to her b'toris gershin. So mitzad atzma, that nesina that he's doing now is no longer around. That's kolsa by the time 31 days from now comes. Mitzad the mechil, the potential for there being a mechil the achar, so that. That's a problem, and here I think you can argue, and I think it makes a lot of sense to assume, that he probably held like the Ramah, or at least according to this, he could have held like the Ramah, who agreed with Rishon that if you're no sealant b'toris pikadon, it's no problem to then come along and say Hegitech, but specifies that that's only true if you say it as b'toris pikadon. It's not true if you give her the get, if you're actually makne the get to her, the niyar to her. So the Chidushim Ksav Yad in Gittin, my time, so why is that good? Came the Nesina Kamaisa Lozachia Ba, Bay, Vahasha Kazachia Bay, Hafasi Kai Gita Biada, Kiman the Munachle Ba, Hasha Biada Dummy. Since he never actually was Machne the Getter, he only gave the Bataras, in this case, he's only Kinzi Strachov, so that's good. Right? That's why it works. Because of Arama, this is already again implicit in what he said before. V'daka da amar la meikara kintzi yishar chovzeh. The mashma l'shem b'kadam ba'amah. So now you see, he clearly thought that if you actually give it to the b'kadam, then that'll also be good. And he's agreeing with the Ron and the Ravid that if you give it to the b'kadam, it would then be okay for you to come along and say hegitech. That's the reason why kintzi yishar chov is good, is because it's mashma that it's b'kadam. Aval amar la meikara zechi b'shar chovzeh. But if he says, acquire this starchov, that point is not going to be good any longer, because the Gemara Megarish points out that Kim and the Kanye led Benesina Kamaisa, Latsurapit Sluchisa, right? She's been coned the near the daf. So at that point, it's now already Nesina's, the get has to belong to the husband, it can't belong to the woman. And in this case, even though you could say, well, for what purpose has it should be coned? So he says it can be coned. So maybe the rabbi thought that you're simply giving her the get. If there's no chalos, so maybe there's no chalos until later. But and maybe you want the mice to occur later. But at that point already, the get is already biyada. That's a problem. That's not going to be good, right? Okay. So that's in terms of the rabbi. But as far as the Rambam's concerned, I think this is how we could understand him. And then the differences between Tznai and Tol Bezman become quite obvious, and they follow quite naturally. First of all, in terms of the Makom HaGet B'Sof Lamed Yom, so of course the get needs to be Bershusa at the 30th day. That's when she's receiving it. Agam will come back to it. Agam is a major issue. I'll come back to it. And what about Mishpatei Tanaim? So here, follows quite simply. You don't need Mishpatei Tanaim. Why? Because why should you need Mishnah Tanaim? You're simply giving it to her b'toras pikadon, and then basically you're basically communicating the das that you have in 31 days from now that there should be mechila. So what there would require Mishnah Tanaim? Mishnah Tanaim are only required when you've executed the Maisa and want to suspend its taking effect. Or want to suspend somehow after having executed the Maisa, then you want it to somehow not take effect. However you want to do that. Then you need Mishnah Tanaim. But here you simply haven't done anything yet that would require Mishnah Tanaim to block. You haven't done any Maisa yet. You just get what's been given her because of. Now I think this is precisely the meaning of the Yerushalmi. Right? The Yerushalmi, is it okay if I... is that alright? Alright, sure. Yerushalmi, That had was the makor for the fact that there is no problem of there's no requirement for Mishpatei Tanaim. You know, I'll read Yerushalmi. I think it's clearly with Yerushalmi, and I think it's already clear that both the principle and the interpretation of the Yerushalmi, this interpretation of the Yerushalmi is saying is already found in Rishonim in another context, and that is the Ravid in Beitza. The Gemara The Gemara Beitza discusses the following case. I don't know if guys got it, if anybody got a chance to see it. Anybody get a chance to see it?
I didn't see anything.
Okay. So the Gemara Beitza Chav Amar Aleph discusses the following case. Hu gavra d'amar lehu, havu le arba mea zuzi leponi. Give $400 a pony. Lunasev brasi. And have him marry my daughter. Amra papa, amra maya shakil. This person, let's say the plony, can take the $400 and brase. So as far as his daughter is concerned, he buy nasiv, he buy lo nasiv. The reason is because he says that time adamar havelu unasiv, aval I amar lei nasiv havulei, he nasiv shakil, be lo nasiv lo shakil. Okay. If he says, let him marry my daughter and then I'll give him $400. So then it's okay. So what's the difference in these cases? So the Rif thought, he says it not in Beitza but in Bav Basra, that the difference is that Lashon HaKama, right, saying give the money and have him marry my daughter, is just the Lashon Matana. That's what it means. It says give her, it's saying two different things: give him $400 and also have him marry my daughters. These are two separate things. Whereas the Lashon HaBasra isn't a Lashon Matana. It's saying if he marries a daughter, then you'll give him the $100. So Balamor thinks that you can give a different explanation of this. Maybe, perhaps, both of them are Lashon stipulation, that you want it to be conditional. However, the problem is the following. It says, Perisha Rip, Perik Misha Mis, Lashon Akam, Lashon Matanahu, Bein Bezuzi, Bein Bebrase, kula k'dichsinah. Some halachos, but yes, mepharshim. Some will give a different explanation. Mishum the cult tanai shekid mo ma'isa ino tanai. But that thing don't know tell us that perish. That the what's the problem is that the first one you have one of the mishum tanaim is that the tanai has to be kodem le ma'isa. The formulation of it, it's not actually my colleagues showed him whether or not we're talking about the formulation or the actual execution, but. These are Rishonim that are discussing this here, as opposed to the Rambam. They think it's a formulation question. So he's saying that in the first case, it's not bemishpat, it's not properly formatted. You're saying, give it if, right? So you need to have the tanai first, then the maisa. Anytime you don't have you have a tanai, shalok mishpat have tanai, you're going to have the maisa kayim tanai batel, and that's why the $400 goes to her regardless. So that's what the Baal Mor claims. So the Ravid says that isn't correct at all. So let's say if he said it, meaning in a case which is clearly not Lashon Matana, meaning not the Rif's way. In other words, according to the Rif, the point was that you said Vit. If you said Im, then of course it would be. It's a Lashon of, you're being told that, he's being told that it's not just the Matana. So according to the Baal Mor, it emerges that if he actually said it in the Lashon, which is clearly indicating that you intend this to be conditional, it wouldn't have worked because it's not properly formulated. Namely, if I had Yisa give him the $400 if he marries my daughter. It's not going to be good. He's going to be no tel masayim, even if he doesn't marry the daughter. Akein yatsa mishpat mu'ukal lo tegezos b'Yisrael. That's completely wrong. We shouldn't have that. Why? So he says, Ata agala, so this is an important rivet for for Tanai purposes, but it's important for us as well. Ata agales soda ne'alam ibnei adam shavishonim lo pirshu. Ki kol ma she'amru chachamim b'tanai kapo b'tanai kodol ma'isa v'enkan l'lav. All, he says, I'm going to explain to you something very, very sort of secretive, very esoteric, which is that when is it that you need, this is not the so that some people associate with the rabbi, meaning it's not kapo. Why is it that you need mishpatei tanaim? Or when do you need mishpatei tanaim? So in that case, where you do an act which has its consequences, so then if you want to stipulate that it should be effective only if or when, then you need to do it in a way which is with mishpatei tanaim. Right? Then you're going to have to do it as properly formatted with mishpatei tanaim. Kain tanai got bnei ruvin. That's what was happening in tanai got bnei ruvin. Meaning. Because they were already there, right? So if you've done something, then and you want to try to prevent it, you're going to see us gali yado kedushim chaziyav mishnas miyad. So then he has an interesting havamina. Then he says, and also if I were to give money, if I stipulate that I'm giving you this money, but it'll be yours only if I come at a certain day, right? So you've set it as a tanai. So in that case, all these cases is not going to be a good, it's going to be maisakayim anyway, because it wasn't stipulated properly. But then he actually has a topic. He thinks maybe the case of mammon is different. Gam yesh lamar oh ramatana zo. The case of if I give him the money, sheinik chalitza looking to see us get kedushin. Why lepisha elu nesiyasan zuhi asiyasa. When I give it, that's the maisa. That's what the you know there's the pulas on nesina. That is the nesina which is effective. That's the act of kedushin. Avam mesiras hamana liyado shalzeh kevin shal tanai masar. So we can say eno ella kipikadum ba'ama and eno ella pikadum ba'ama. So the person who's received this has not yet actually been machzik in the matana because I've said it's basically I can define it as simply a pikadam. So he says either way, whether or not you hold whatever you hold that mammon, either way, about the act matching this nosi the mammon, if I haven't yet been actually nosi the mammon for sure. Give that guy $400 if he marries my daughter. So in that case, there's no question that you don't need less dim, less dayan, im leikach leito. Who am I? So the Rambam says, done?
And we have to make our way tonight.
What do you...
You're in the middle of the thought, obviously.
Okay, the thought, though, involves Muhammad. Basically, Muhammad says... the Yisod of the Rabbi here is that if you don't have a Maisa to be Mvatel yet, right? If you haven't yet done a Maisa, if you're only dictating when it is you want a Maisa to happen, that doesn't need Mishpate Tanayim. So besides making sense in Yisvar, right? He says, I think I have a Raya for it. Namely, Yerushalmi regarding La'achar. It happens to be that the Yerushalmi, when it comes to the Ramban later on, is Kiddush Min Gittin, he understood the Yerushalmi very differently, in which case the Yisod that emerges from here, I think, is incorrect, but the thing is clear the way the Rambam interprets Yerushalmi, that when the Yerushalmi asks, basically I'll just say quickly and we'll go through next time. The Yerushalmi had said, if you say im, and you don't say it, it's an ikafel, so then there's a machogas, or Meir and Rabban, whether or not we say that's a fine tanai, or we say no, either way the mice is going to be kayim because you didn't stipulate it properly. But akomodim, bilachar, yerushalmi, that it isn't chal, until the yerushalmi, or if yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, this is the corrected text of the Yerushalmi, because the text that's in front of us is corrupted, and if you look at the Korban Yedda, they struggle mightily to explain what it means. But if you look at the Yerushalmi, they actually have a different text, and it's the one that makes sense. But the Yerushalmi asks, the Heinim actually asks on this point, what is the difference between Im and La'achar? In both cases, the mice is being chal later. This is the last line here. Rabbi Chagai Bai Kumi Rabbi Yossi, the Heinim lav ki la'acharu. What is the difference between im? Me'achsho, fine, you can explain it. What's the difference between im and la'achar? These are the same, seems to be the same sort of thing you're doing. You're having a bichal only later. So if you don't need mishpatei tanayim for la'achar, you shouldn't need mishpatei tanayim for im. So the Yerushalmi responds, Amar lei, shnayah, it's different. Shaisa aretz lethnein, b'hum v'vakesh lotziyim yadam. What does that mean? That means, says the Rabban, we'll see it inside next time, it means that they were doing ma'isa chazaka now. So that's why in the case of in, you needed it to be mishpatei tanayim. And what about la'achar? Can we see yours because of the other? The point is, if you're saying la'achar, what you're doing is stipulating that it'll be happening later. He doesn't elaborate how that would happen, but that's what he understood the Gemara to be saying, the Mishnah to be saying, and he says at the end, this is the Yisod, this is the Yisod of the Ravid, just the last line. He says, "V'me'at nismechu divrei Ravza," meaning the Ravid, "shekol shelo huchzaka matana biyado." So as long as the matana isn't actually being given to him as matana now, harei ha'im shelo kila achar. So then the im is kila achar, meaning if I give it to him, if I don't give it to him now, and I say it tonight, then that's equivalent of actually giving it to him now and saying la'achar. Meaning exactly what the Rambam I think understood, which is that this is a mesiras ha'pikadon. When you say la'achar, you're saying I'm giving this to you as a pikadon. How is it working then? Through mechilas ha'pikadon in 31 days from now. All right, so we'll continue as Hashem.
Sunday.